Our next performer is a terrific 16-year-old French horn player from Salinas, California. His name is Eliodoro Vallecillo, and he goes by Lolo to you, if you treat him well. And before we bring him on stage, I want you to meet him by way of a story filed by our own 14-year-old roving reporter, Chailey Smith.
Lolo, you had a love of music really early on in your life.
Yeah, it actually started when I was five, and me and my family had gone down to Mexico, and my dad had died when I was like one, and so when we got there, my aunt had all these tapes that used to belong to him, and they were all mariachi-style music, and the whole month I was there, I was basically just listening to the music and stuff. So when I got back up here to the U.S., all my uncles would pay me to sing the songs for them and stuff because I had them all memorized. Yo te di de lo bueno que traía
entre mis manos. And then the next thing that happened really big music related in your life was that a teacher you had in fourth grade had a really big impact on you.
Her name's Jeannie Echenique, and she wasn't even a music teacher, she was just a teacher. And what she did, she started a music program because the district didn't have any programs at any schools there. And basically she just asked us what instrument we wanted to play. And at first I picked clarinet because my brother played it. But when I saw the French horn, it was really cool. I'd never seen anything like it because it's not a musical instrument that they use in Mexican music at all. So when I saw it, it was really unique and like beautiful to me, so I picked it.
And then at that point in your life, you had to go through something really difficult.
Yeah, when I graduated from elementary school and I went into seventh grade and eighth grade, my brother dropped out of the music program and stuff. He stopped playing clarinet and basically just started getting into gangs and stuff. And in eighth grade, one time after school, I went home and I got a phone call, and one of his friends asked for my older sister, and he sounded really like crazy and stuff. So I thought he was just playing, so I gave the phone to my sister, and my sister like dropped the phone and ran because apparently he had told her that my brother had gotten shot, and they were down like a few blocks from my house. So when my sister came back, she was crying and stuff. And I didn't know what was going on. And when they told me, like, I didn't really believe it because my brother had passed away. And I didn't really believe it until later that night when all my family members got together and they were all crying and stuff. So at that point, I just broke down and stuff and started crying too. But before that, I didn't believe it because to me, he was like my father, you know, I didn't think it was possible for him to get hurt or anything like that, so.
But throughout that really difficult period, you never stopped playing French horn.
No, actually, I started getting more into the horn because it helped me get some of that, like, anger and grief out there. And I actually started playing a lot of horn and listening to a lot of horn music and stuff, and that's basically all I did for a long time.
And now you've actually moved in with Jeannie, the woman who kind of got you started in French horn in the first place.
Yeah, I actually moved in with her at the beginning of ninth grade. And it was a really difficult change because back home I have a bunch of sisters and stuff, and my mom's has always been there and stuff. And what I really like noticed was the difference in food, because my mom always has like really good Mexican food and stuff around. Other than that, it's been really good. Really, it's been really nice living with her.
And your music is really taking off now. This is your first year in one of the best two symphonies in the country.
Yeah, now I'm in the San Francisco Symphony Youth Orchestra, and I tried out for it last year, and I was really worried because the year before, me and Jeannie had actually gone to hear one of their concerts, and to me, they were the best orchestra I'd ever heard, and I was really worried that I wasn't going to make it and stuff. So when we were driving down to San Francisco, the whole time I was being quiet and stuff, and Jeannie was trying to talk to me and stuff, and I wouldn't say anything because I was really nervous. So when we got there, I went in there, and when I came out, I was the one talking because I was really excited. I knew I'd made it because it was a really good audition, and I was now I'm in the San Francisco Youth Orchestra.
This is a kind of a dumb question, but I was wondering, how would you say in your own words what music has meant to you throughout your life?
Music has helped me with everything in my life, with my brother's loss, and whenever I feel mad or something, I'll listen to some music, or whenever I feel anything that, you know, I listen to music to help me whenever I feel sad or anything. I think that music is not just music for me, it's like my life.
Now, everybody, please welcome Eliodoro Vallecillo. Lolo, great to have you with us. Congratulations are in order. You are a recipient of one of those Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Awards. That's fantastic news. And I understand you've put the financial award towards something really special.
Yeah, new horn.
Yeah. What's it like compared to the old horn you were playing before?
Well, it's easier to play, it sounds better, and it looks better.
Looks better. Yeah, playing the French horn is never an easy thing, but I mean, it was like obvious, the upgrade, like, you know, great move, fantastic. Can't wait to hear how it sounds. Tell everybody what we're going to play together.
I'll be playing Morceau de Concert by Saint-Saëns. Thank you.
Eleodoro Villasillo, 16-year-old French horn player from, I guess, both Salinas and Santa Cruz, California, I guess we'd have to say.
Yeah.
Playing Saint-Saëns, Morceau de Concert. Fantastic, just really just such a brave performance and just a great sound.
Thank you.
Nice. You know what? I want to say nice horn because it's a new horn, but, you know, it's you, it's Blang. Yeah, you sound great. One of the things that wasn't in Chailey's excellent report about you was the fact that you've had to completely relearn your instrument with a new embouchure. I mean, the way you hold your lip is different now than it was when you started. Why is that?
When I started playing the French horn, I actually didn't have a French horn teacher. I had a trumpet teacher that taught us how to play the French horn. So I basically learned to play the French horn as if it was a trumpet. So I had a trumpet embouchure all the way through ninth grade, and then in ninth grade I started seeing that kids could do stuff that I couldn't do on the horn. So when I was having a lesson with one of my teachers, she mentioned that I needed to change it if I wanted to play.
Yeah, because it's, I mean, it's very different. I mean, it's a question of which is more upper lip oriented, trumpet or?
Well, actually, it's basically the opposite embouchure. Okay. The French horn, you want to have more upper lip in the mouthpiece.
In the mouthpiece, uh-huh.
And it's the opposite with the trumpet, so.
Completely different, yeah.
I was.
So was it like a light went off and it was like, oh yeah, of course, this makes sense, or was it a real struggle to
relearn? I thought
it
was going to be a lightweight thing to do, but actually it took about a year, my whole 10th grade.
Frustrating.
Yeah.
Good that you stuck with it. That's fantastic. And thinking about your future now, playing the horn really well and doing some great things, you know, playing with the San Francisco Youth Symphony, you know, what do you want to do? What's your ideal life? Is it a life in music?
Yeah, I want to play music. I would like to play in a major symphony someday and play music.
Well, God willing, you will. I'm sure you've got the sound for it. It's great, great having you with us. All the things you've gone through and coming out strong and wonderful in everything you do. Thank you for being with us, Eleodoro.
Thank you. Okay.
Eleodoro Villasillo, 16-year-old French horn from Salinas, California.